The views and discussion expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of the hosts of the program. WMKV, Maple Knoll Communities, WLHS, the Lakota Local School District, or staff and management. The information and advice presented are educational in nature and not intended to be taken as specific legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Always consult with your own legal, accounting, or other professional before making any investment. Welcome to Real Life Real Estate Investing, a show to help you gain financial freedom by investing in real estate. Brought to you by the Real Estate Investors Association of Cincinnati and the Ohio Real Estate Investors Association. You're listening to Real Life Real Estate Investing on WMKV, WLHS, and the Maple Knoll Radio Network. And now your host, Vina Jones Cox.
Good afternoon. I am Vina Jones Cox, and this is Real Life Real Estate Investing, where each and every week for more years than I want to admit to, at the point at which I'm claiming to be the same age as the number of years that Real Life Real Estate has been on the air.
You are the Jack Benny of real estate. Jack Benny of real estate.
I am. Anyway, we've been striving hard to get you the information and inspiration you need to start or grow your own real estate investing business. And today we're going to try and untangle some of the BS around AI. Boy, that's a lot of acronyms there. Before we dive into that, a quick announcement around our sponsor, Cincinnati REIA. The National Online chapter meeting is tomorrow night, Thursday night. You heard me say online, right? So wherever you're listening from, you can attend this meeting. It's a little bit of a special one and a little bit sad that we have to do it, but we do. It is called Recognize and Avoid Real Estate Scams. It came out of a conversation I had with John Heyer about a month and a half ago where we knew some people who were caught up in one of those single dude manages to borrow millions of dollars from lots of people, and then turns out there's no investments backing them, and he disappears off the face of the earth kind of situations. And we got to talking about, you know, all of this is avoidable. Like, if these people had known what basic due diligence to do, it would not have happened. And then that turned into, you know what we should do? We should have a meeting and tell people signs of scam and how to avoid them and what paperwork should be in place and what due diligence you have to do. And that's tomorrow night's meeting. So it's going to be John Heyer, who is an attorney and who advises a lot of clients in this respect. And I'm going to be, John thinks I'm going to be talking, but really what I'm going to be doing is interviewing John. So this meeting is so important that it is open to members and guests at no charge. You don't have to pay the $35 guest fee, even if you have been to a meeting before, but you do need to get a link, and that is at CincinnatiREIA.com. That's CincinnatiREIA.com. And you know what? I keep spelling out REIA. Everyone who doesn't live in Cincinnati tries to put an extra T in it. It's CincinnatiAti, REIA.com. Okay, so on to, oh my gosh, all the AI hype and what kernels of that we should be picking out and actually using in our businesses. And I can tell you as a near Luddite that we're going to be talking about this at a level where if you are kind of tech phobic or maybe not tech comfortable, hopefully you can walk away from today's show with some actual to-dos around what you need to be focusing on and what you can ignore out there in the very hypey AI world right now. Of course, I'm not going to be teaching you that. My guest today is Damon Remy, who will be familiar to many of you as the founder of REI Black Book, which is it's software. That's what you need to know. Damon is an early adopter of everything. I've known this guy for years, and every time some new tech thing comes out and I go, I don't know if I should bother with this or not, I call up Damon And I say, is there anything to this? And he explains it to me in English. And I was going to call him up and ask him about AI. And then I thought, nah, we should probably have that conversation live in front of lots of people who can hear it. So joining us from his home near St. Louis, Damon, welcome to Real Life Real Estate.
Well, it is awesome to have to be here today. I'm excited to chat about this. But, you know, I'm also excited to hear about all of the scams tomorrow as well. I'd love to tap into that. And I think you're right. There's no reason that that should be needed. But it is crazy how many well-intentioned, very educated folks fall for that stuff. Isn't it crazy?
I know, right? It's not – you would think it would be – you would think you'd be hearing the stories from people who were like – wide-eyed and brand new, and well, I mean, I made this investment, I didn't know if it was right or wrong, but people who've been in the business for years and who know how it works get caught up in these things because they get, I mean, they kind of know what they should be doing, but they get too trusting, or they get too, this guy's a good guy, I'm not going to worry about following up on the paperwork, and they end up losing, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I know, it is insane. And it's because, you know, I've seen so many times where people are super successful in other business ventures or other industries, other niches. And then they want to venture into the real estate, and then like, oh, well, the fastest way to do that is, oh, I'm going to trust this guy that I met, and I don't know enough. So what you're doing, I think, is extremely important. And I love that you guys are opening it up to the general audience, you know, not even members. Because I think it's
it just seemed needed, like one of those things was like a public service to do that meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
okay. So Damon, I know you have been actually using and implementing AI since longer than all of this crazy hype has been going on. And I know you're very technical, and I'm sure when you first saw it, you were like, oh, I kind of understand what this is. You realize that the vast majority of us in the real estate business are still getting used to doing business on our cell phones, right? We're like a whole generation back in the adoption of technology, and we're all hearing not just once a day, multiple times a day, you need to get this because AI could do this for your business. And it's just, it's really hard to sort down to even just the part that would be relevant to a real estate investing business. And if you can't even do that, man, AI is a rabbit hole. I made a whole comic book about my dog using AI. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, it's almost unlimitless today where you can go with AI. And, you know, whenever we talked about this originally, you know, I kind of have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder because I've been doing this for so long. And unfortunately, what I see today, it's no different than the scamming part of, you know, on the real estate side you're talking about. I see it on the tech side as well. Mm. And so now everything is quote unquote AI. Mm. And to be candid, a lot of it is they've just thrown AI into the name, and they're not really truly using much AI. And so it's certainly the hot topic, and rightfully so. I think it is absolutely amazing. So I don't want to misconstrue, you know, that I'm not excited and I'm not passionate about AI. We've been using it for a long time. You know, again, you know, built REI Blackbook, our software development team, they actually use it to actually write better code and more efficient code and actually review the code and all kinds of crazy things like that. We've been doing that for a long time. But really over the last couple of years, AI has become more of the mainstream where you can use it for just about anything. For me personally, I don't think there's a day that goes by that I'm not using AI, right? And there's whenever we say AI, it's like, okay, what is AI in essence? And, you know, obviously AI stands for artificial intelligence. And I really think it should be augmented intelligence because it's not quite there yet where it's doing all of its own thinking on its own. And, you know, it still has to be guided and it still has to be instructed. And now that's getting better and that's changing every single day. But it's only as good as what you put in. And unfortunately, there's a lot of there's a lot of challenges with that too, because it can, if it's programmed with bad data or programmed with bias and bad intentions, then you can get bad results and bad data back. But you know, lots and lots of use cases for AI, especially when it comes to real estate investing. You know, I think where most folks probably start using AI is helping them understand. And well, let me step back and I'll say it this way. The way I typically encourage people to start thinking about AI, specifically when it comes to real estate investing, is I want you to think before, during, and after. So, and instead of just saying, how am I going to use AI? That's a terrible question. You know, you actually need to go and ask your, look at your business and say, okay, what am I doing before I sign the contract? Right. So all of the marketing, you know, the market analysis, how do I pick the right market to go in? How do I start understanding? Even quite frankly, even the education today, it is unreal. Some of the voice conversations that you can actually have with AI and ask, you know, questions and get real solid answers. Again, so long as you're ensuring that you're trusting that data source and it's trained, right? So, so what are you doing before? How do I analyze what market I might go after? How do I, your brand messaging, right? Your brand messaging, all of your, marketing campaigns, content creation, social media management. It can help you, decide which ad campaigns maybe you're doing. We've seen some really strong results analyzing using AI to enhance all of our direct mail campaigns. I mean, it's pretty insane where you can just take a direct mail list, which, you know, traditionally, you know, you might go out and say, okay, fine, we're going to go send a postcard or send some direct mail to all of the absentee owners, right? That used to be the starting point. Mm-hmm. Well, then people got really kind of smart and said, well, you know what, if we send it just to the absentee owner list, what if we actually layered that and we started stacking it with motivation? What if we send it out to all the absentee owners, so landlords, right? So what if we send that to all of landlords that have a vacancy? Okay, well, I'm gonna get better results. So you start stacking the motivation, and really, what we're seeing some amazing results with this, where basically you take that AI and before, what you're trying to do is manually identify all those motivating factors and reasons of why somebody might sell the property, and the goal of that, of course, is to reduce your direct mail, the volume of your direct mail, so you can reduce your cost, and then you can increase your response rate, because we're really just trying to narrow it down as who's likely to respond. Well, imagine if we take, you know, 30 years worth of historical sold data, and we actually start pairing that data model, and we start looking at all of the transactions that say, let's say that the property sold today, or let's say it sold 12 months ago, and then it sold again 6 months later, then the chances of that first transaction being a real estate investing transaction are pretty high, mm-hmm. right? So now we come in and use the AI to go in and say, hey, what happened to that original transaction 12 months ago? What was going on in that person's life? And they just use the data, it is insane the amount of data that is available to you, like from what websites you're visiting to what subscriptions you have to what, you know, pretty much everything, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine just using the AI models, uploading all that data again. We're still just on the before, by the way. This is just one aspect of using AI technology. But really being able to go back and look at all of that historical data. So now we analyze literally thousands and thousands and thousands of transactions. And the end result is the AI is going to be better at predicting what are all of those potential motivating factors that traditionally most real estate investors would go try to stack on their own, right? So it was like, oh, I want to go find absentee owners with vacancy. And then maybe we go and we look for, you know, code violations or tax delinquencies, and we start stacking all of that stuff manually. But the real answer is if we upload all of that data into the AI models, the AI models can come back and spit it back and give you predictability scores, and it's a much higher probability, right? So that target approach is really going to reduce your cost and boost the effectiveness of your campaigns, right? That's just one aspect.
And Damon, we're going to have to, this is super important, okay? Because, like, as you know, the big struggle for residential real estate investors right now is low inventory, high demand, and off-market deals are where it's at. Boy, that pained me to make that grammatical error, but that's how you say it. I do want to come back to this, but we need to take a quick break. I want to invite listeners who have this AI confusion or AI advice or AI whatever to give us a call at 877-772-9658 or to send an email to vinaradio@gmail.com. Welcome back to Real Life Real Estate. I'm your host, Vina Jones Cox, talking today to Damon Remy about AI and what it can actually do for real estate investors. Because some of the emails I get, social media posts I see, and so on, kind of imply that AI will buy and sell houses for you while you sleep. And I don't think it's quite there yet, but I would like to know how I can use it in my own business, and I bet you would too. So, Damon, you were talking before the break about how just data crunching and production is a huge part of that. And man, you touched my heart with that, because I've been one of those people who has literally spent an entire day stacking lists by hand. So
yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how it's evolved, right? Back in the day, folks like you, me, like, we've been doing this a long time. We used to manually go do that, right? And we would create an Excel spreadsheet and start trying to match it and all that kind of craziness. And then, we would build tools. In fact, I built list stacking tools for years and kind of helped make that easier to do it. But now it's like you don't even have to do the thought process. Actually, just let the computer really model and analyze the data and say, look, because it's going to see trends that it would be near impossible. I mean, there's literally, tens of thousands of data points just on what on the transactions, as well as their personal data and behavioral profiles that's available to the computer, that it would be near impossible for us to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. That's where AI is. I mean, it's truly amazing. I mean, I've been a technology guy for 30 plus years, dating all the way back to my days in the Marine Corps. But it's I still get amazed every day. But I use it for simple stuff too, mm-hmm. like just how to respond to emails. Sometimes I may overcomplicate language or even contractual stuff. In fact, here's exactly how I use it today. I had a seller appointment. And I was ultimately looking to take over the mortgage. So I was going to do a sub two deal on this particular transaction. I sent over the contract, and they were, they had a daughter-in-law involved, and she was super engineer type mindset, had a lot of questions. And I actually just uploaded the contract into ChatGPT while we were sitting there together and allowed her to ask the questions directly. And then ChatGPT actually responded and on how to explain it best to her so she would understand it live. Right.
Oh,
and at the end of the day, got the deal done.
That is very interesting. That's because, yeah, people who are more creatives have trouble explaining stuff like that to analytical people, and people who are, very, data driven have a hard time saying it to people who need to hear it in a more creative way. That's very interesting. Damon, I had a whole bunch of other questions for you, but we're getting so many questions from listeners, and there's likely to be more interesting than mine.
We haven't even got to the during and after. We're still on the before you even get to the deal.
And actually a couple of questions are about during and after. So, let's go to line one and talk to Russell from Connecticut. Russell?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, welcome to Real Life Real Estate.
Yeah, this is very timely, because I was just giving a speech earlier for a Toastmaster group on adaptability and pivoting in AI and how it applies to so many things of our lives and work and outside. And so I think you're going to kind of going, this is where it seems to go, is how much do you, what else do you see as far as streamlining and I guess maybe even doing due diligence once it knows the models, like you mentioned, the models and how you of course the human has to input, put all the due diligence things to look for.
Yeah.
I guess where to go and where it goes from here.
That's a great question, Russell, because I know what a lot of investors also spend a lot of time on and don't necessarily feel they're great at is the way we comp properties is we find sales, which are all online, and then we sit and we go through them one by one by one to figure out how is this one different, how is that one better, how is this one worse. And Damon, is that that sounds like data crunching. Is that something?
Yes, 100%. I mean, it's 1,000%. So, you know, before I got into the software business, you know, and I've been doing REI Blackbook for 15 years now at this point. But before I got into that, I was a mortgage guy, right? So I ran a mortgage brokerage here in St. Louis. And so what they call AVMs, or automated valuation models, have existed for, you know, 10 years plus, okay? So companies, really individual companies, you know, big title companies and things like First American, all those types of companies have always been trying to model it out. However, they were kind of limited in the computer's data being able to learn from itself. The bottom line is this: now with some of the tools like ChatGPT and other, there's ChatGPT is certainly not the only one. It's probably the one I use the most, though. Without a doubt, you know, it can come in and look at recent sales, property, even property condition, neighborhood characteristics, all of those types of things. That it's really going to help you make quick, informed decisions on your property purchases. That can certainly happen today. We're certainly using that technology in helping determine AVMs and stuff like that right inside of our platform. But I'll tell you where I think it's even headed, right? I actually just watched some stuff today. It just blows my mind how fast this stuff is moving. Because today, if you sign up for ChatGPT, it's going to be a lot of you prompting. And that's what, whenever you ask ChatGPT or instruct it, that's called prompting in the AI world. It's a lot of texting and back and forth. I mean, they do have some voice stuff now. It's really cool. But I actually just saw today that the Vision AI will actually allow you to monitor a live video feed. And in fact, what it showed today, the case study that I reviewed today, was a blind person hailing a cab. And so he literally just had his cell phone camera up. And was, you know, had the cell phone camera up. It was recording the live feed from the road. And the AI model was actually able to tell him, like, hey, look, yes, I see a cab coming. The light is on. It's available. Go ahead and wave now. Start waving now.
Wow.
Right? So the speed at which the computer, these models can actually process the data, which, by the way, if you're really into stock investing or anything else, this is why NVIDIA has blown up. Because they actually make all these AI chips and everything else. So the company NVIDIA, it's blown up because it's been for years. 20 years ago, they said, look, they've got these chips that are so powerful that we're not even using them today. And so where we're at today is insane at how fast this stuff can be processed. So where do I think that's going to look like for real estate? All right, I don't think it's very far-fetched to actually walk through the property with your phone on and having the AI model tell you what needs to be repaired, right? Assessing the repair needs, estimating the cost for you, and actually even suggesting improvements to maximize, you know, your rental income or your resale value. I think it's going to make property inspections and appraisals incredibly efficient and precise. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever I talked to Vina about this, I said, Vina, you know, I want to be careful because what I don't want folks to do is I don't want to, like, overhype this too much, because it's like, what's available today? Because here's where I think where real estate investors get caught up. They hear these stories like that, and I just shared one for God's sake, so now I'm a culprit in this, okay? but I do get excited about it. But at the end of the day, it's like, yes, it can do that type of stuff, and it will do that. But sometimes, like, if you just look at at the most repetitive, tedious task in your business, that's probably where you should start. It's just, how do you write emails? How do you manage your calendar? How do you create content? Anytime I go to a meeting or I'm anything like that, I'll even cheat because Dina asked me today, said, Damon, what are some good ways we can have conversation? I said, well, you know, the best way to do this is ask AI. You know, what would be the most engaging questions? And then bam, so almost everything that I do, I'm going to AI for content creation today. Now, some people might say that and it's like, well, is that really your content? Well, again, the way I have my AI set up is it literally starts to learn my voice. It knows my thoughts. I've trained it on all of my videos and data and training and education. So it actually knows how to, it probably knows how to speak for me better than I do. I mean, I get a little tongue tied, a little twisted. I say a little too much and things like that. But the AI models don't do that. So, but does that make sense, Russell? It can do advanced stuff.
It does. I guess what's next? I mean, I guess that's everybody's question.
Yeah. Well, what's next? It sounds like it takes most of the professionals that are currently, doing home inspections for us and doing appraisals for us, maybe out of the picture. But what it still can't do is deal with the people. Make the contacts, talk to the sellers, find out what their problems are. Although I suspect if you trained it, you could tell it what the problems were, and it might suggest different kinds of offers you could make.
You can, for sure. And here's the crazy part, Vina. I'm telling you, even the emotional side of AI, some of the voice AI stuff that they're doing today, it can actually express empathy. Now, here's the difference. Does it know how
I
to
need
do that?
No, I know
something.
You do.
Trust me. I mean, I literally was watching some stuff today. Imagine though being able to have an AI assistant that could chat with the sellers. Now, I personally don't think that the real time voice on the phone AI tools and stuff like that are available. I haven't really had a lot of success personally using them because of everything that you just said, Dina. I still am. Like, how do we create that personal connection? And I honestly still like talking to people, for God's sake. So I know that we may be different there, Vina, but however, I do have a client right now. We were actually just chatting this morning, and he has the AI assistant answering all of his incoming calls. Now, openly, whenever he called me and said, hey, this is what I want to do, how do you think I could do it? I was like, I tried to convince him not to do it, right? I tried to convince him not to do it. I said, I think it's a really cool test. I just don't think that the AI voice is there quite yet. However, he said he gave me the data today that said that on average, the prospects are staying on the phone for 4 minutes with the AI bot in a conversation over the phone.
Hmm.
Now,
well, you know what that makes me
think
about?
I'm shocked by
it.
That, to be very candid.
Well,
but
yeah, I am too. But where my brain went was, it's different talking to a seller who you really need to understand a lot about what their situation is than it is in some of the other stuff we do, like after, right? I would be very comfortable having an AI voice at the other end of a tenant maintenance call line.
100%.
And in fact, I would make that a benefit to the, I'd say to the residents, we've got a 24-hour line that you can call and say what the problem is. Now, you're going to be talking to AI, so it'll ask you questions and you need to answer the questions. Obviously, we're not awake 24 hours a day, but as soon as we get to work the next day, we will get that. And I would be very confident that would be a benefit. That wouldn't be like I'm pawning you off on AI.
Yeah, I think the days of the IVR stuff, of having to press one and getting lost in that, phone dialer menu hell. The phone. I think those are going to be limited for sure. I eat this stuff every day. But I just watched a video the other day where the actual AI actually made an outbound call to a salon and made an appointment.
Okay.
So it actually had access to the person's calendar. So it knows your availability. It calls. And then as they responded and said, hey, look, I'm looking to make an appointment for Vina. I'd like to make the appointment for Tuesday at 4. Well, then the salon, you know, it's a human on the other side. Now, eventually it won't even be a human, by
true.
The way. It'll just be an AI bot talking to an AI bot to get this stuff done, right? But in this particular case, the salon was still a human that answered the phone and said, hey, you know, we don't have availability, and kind of went back and forth and everything else. And the AI bot just kept responding and everything else, and it booked the appointment, you know?
Sweet.
So I'm hopeful that I'll never forget another anniversary again.
All right, Russell, thanks for your call. Are you coming to the summit this year, Russell?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Do you have your ticket yet?
Not yet. I think I still have a balance, but that's from another year.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if you don't have a ticket, right, you probably should go to wmkvfm.org and scroll down to the bottom of the screen and get the special ticket that you can get by pledging to WMKV. That comes with a discount and also a course. So just something to think about.
Of course.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Russell. Let's go to line 2 and talk to Mike in Louisville. Mike, welcome to Real Life Real Estate.
Hey, Vina.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hey, Damon. I'm well.
Hey, Mike, I'm
good. I just wanted to... Good, Damon. How are you?
Good.
So I just like to say, I was one of those people that thought that AI was going to be able to do everything. Like, it was going to be the magic. Like, you just forget about it. AI is going to take control of everything. So I've been working on a project, and I'm learning that the AI is, like you said, Damon, it's augmented intelligence. It's not quite where it can take care of things, right? So coming from someone that doesn't know very much about technology, I've been learning a lot here recently, Damon.
Go ahead. What's the question? How can we help?
Well, my question is, I'm very interested in what you said about the AI answering incoming calls for your friend. Can you tell me more about that?
I don't think he encouraged you to like have it answer calls from your friends. That's not what you said, though, is it? You probably said tenants, and I just misheard
him. What Mike's saying is it was my friend that's doing it, right?
Oh, okay.
So he called me up. It was a client. At the end of the day, one of our clients called and said, hey, Damon, they were asking me, to say, you know, because we do some AI stuff today inside of RI Black Book. Like, one of the things that we do is that the AI bot listens to every call, right? So we listen to every call. We still suggest that you take those calls, especially for sellers. So we still suggest that. Now, because I personally don't think it's quite there yet to have real engaging conversations, and especially with the demographic that I think that most of us are probably dealing with sellers that may be 60 plus. I think that's probably a mistake in my personal opinion. It's one of those things where I think I'm very confident it will get there eventually. I don't know that I would suggest starting there, though, because there's probably 500 other things that you could do to go automate and create efficiencies in your business that would actually free you up to answer the call personally and to give you time, because that's a high value activity that I would not use AI. And now if you're saying, hey, look, you know, the truth of it is I'm really an extrovert and I'm not that good on the phone. Well, then it's either you figure out how to get better or you even outsource that would be my personal suggestion. So I look at it, again, that before the transaction, during the transaction, and after the transaction, what are the things that you can do to buy back your time, to get more efficient so that you can focus on those high-dollar activities, right? So we really do need to still understand the limitations and even some of the mistakes that it can make. And it depends upon the size of your business, Mike. If you're just getting started and you're trying to get rocking and rolling, then there's no way I would turn that over to AI, right? And if you're sizable, then chances are you probably want to hire somebody and put them on the phone. That's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me, Damon, I'm not sure if you know who Mike is. I didn't know who he was until he opened his mouth and I heard that accent. So Mike is one of the other vendors at the National Summit.
Okay.
He's got a property management thing that he has developed, despite the fact that he is maybe less technical than I am.
Mike, did we talk in the last Vina's last event? Is that you?
Yeah, in Columbus. Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah. here's the thing about Mike that I'm going to put him on the spot for, because I'm really tickled about this. At the summit this year, we super upgraded the door prizes. One night we're giving away a cruise for four people. One night we're giving away a computer with everybody's courses uploaded on it. And one night we're giving away a big bag of silver, $5,000 worth of silver. And Mike stepped up and sponsored that. He's buying the bag of silver that we're going to give away. So yay, Mike.
Great.
Yep.
Well, Mike, in your situation, to Vina's point, yeah, I could definitely see adding some AI from a property management perspective to answer like incoming calls from tenants and things like that. But so I think the use case is really, really important. If you're trying to acquire properties, man, I don't know that I would outsource that yet. Again, I do have a client. He's testing it. You know, I'm looking forward to kind of monitoring the data and see his results. But I wouldn't personally turn that part over in my own business yet. That's for sure.
Okay.
I guess I would kind of just circle back, Damon, on the fact that I am really trying to implement AI where I can in my management program and the operations
yep.
team. Since we spoke, I started working with building a no-code, which is, like you said, it's an automated system that should be able to communicate and do actions within separate apps so that I'm only working on one app. So that's...
Okay.
But Mike, how did you do that when you're less technical than I am?
Well, because we've been working on doing this since October, so at some point, as I'm trying to help figure out how to piece this together, it's only natural that you're going to learn a little bit. Ask me to do anything within that computer, Vina, and I'm gonna say that's past my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So you got somebody else to
Mike,
do it,
you
right?
know, we traded phone numbers there in Columbus, man. I'm happy to jump on a call and chat through that. But I want to answer your question kind of a little bit broad, just so that everybody listening can kind of get some value from this, right? So my recommendation on where, you know, that just don't let the tail wag the dog, right? I use that term all the damn time, even with our own tools, right? Even with REI Blackbook, you know, somebody will come in and be like, man, it does all these things. And I'm like, well, just because it can doesn't mean you should, right? Like, get really focused and make sure that you're clear on your client journey. So how are they experiencing your platform or your process? It doesn't matter if you're selling software, if you're selling widgets, or you're buying and selling properties. Really articulate that customer journey and document those processes. And then you step back and start looking at those processes and analyzing, you know, first thing I'm going to analyze is or what are the repetitive, tedious things that we could definitely use AI. And that I would start there. Right. I would definitely start there. One of the transaction. So again, I always break it out before, during, and after. One of the after things that I use it for is it's really cool because now you can actually upload files and spreadsheets and do all kinds of cool stuff. Even with the ChatGPT model that's available. And imagine just uploading it and having it just analyze your portfolio and identifying, you know, because now it has live connections to rental. You know, it can go out and get rent rates. It can do all kinds of really cool stuff. So imagine it actually just analyzing your portfolio, and you can tell it the metrics that you want it to and everything else, and just bam, it and tells you where to kind of tweak and adjust and manage your portfolio. As a property manager, imagine doing that across all of your clients' portfolios and giving them proactive suggestions to ensure their portfolio is always aligned with their investment goals, right? I mean, that's powerful stuff too.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing both of you guys in November at the National Summit. So appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks, Damon. Right. So should we still take a break, George?
If we can take one quick break for some traffic, we've got one more spot to get in.
All right. Let's do that. Welcome back to Real Life Real Estate Investing. Talking today about AI, and so I knew I was interested in knowing what it could do in my business, but apparently everybody else on the planet is too, because we've got a pile of questions here in the inbox and only a few minutes left to try and get to some of these. If you want to know more about AI, like if this is something you definitely want to implement in your business, you should come to the National Summit, because Damon is giving a keynote. Like, you don't even have to choose between him and a different speaker on Sunday at the summit. The special for Real Life Real Estate listeners, for as long as we still have tickets, is you can pledge to the station, $197. You get a ticket, you get a VIP pass, which is normally $127 all by itself. And you also get a course that I wrote on how to negotiate with sellers. Well, it sounds like I might be AI'd right out of the negotiation business. There's only 30 of these packages available. 8 of them are already gone. So go to wmkvfm.org, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the National Summit special, and you should click it. I think you can get a second ticket for $100 too. So I think it's $297 for two people. Okay, Damon, going to the email questions that I received, and this one cracks me up because it ends with, note, I used ChatGPT to better formulate and compose these questions. This is from Joshua, and he says, given the complexity and specialization required to maximize AI's utility in real estate, how does one ensure that you are selecting the right AI tools for the right tasks?
Yeah, great question. Great question. So I think that's a really probably one of the biggest challenges that I think faces most of us today is the plethora, for lack of a better word, of AI tools available, and unfortunately, the market's just becoming flooded more and more every day.
And it's very confusing.
So, yeah, it really is. It really is. And I'll be going over some of the tools, especially at the OREA, that I use every day. I mean, ChatGPT, by far, I use that every single day. I use HeyGen for marketing videos and AI videos. It actually creates the training videos. So, Vina, imagine you writing the course and then just uploading the course and all your videos are created. You don't have to go to the studio and record it, you know, your courses anymore, right? I mean, there's a ton of tools that I'm happy to share a whole tool list for sure. But get really targeted on the problem that you're trying to solve, and don't like try to shut off put on the blinders a little bit, and don't just get distracted because a new shiny nickel tool comes out and you're like, oh, I got to go try that thing out. Like, get really identify the specific need first, right? Identify the specific needs you first, and then balance that AI with human judgment. You know, it can provide powerful insights and automation, but it should complement, not replace, your own expertise and intuition. Okay, so in the early days, I mean, you might have to try 2 or 3 tools. The good news is most of these tools are ridiculously cheap. You know, most of them are under $100 a month. You know, some of them are $10, $20, $30. I mean, ChatGPT, I think, is $20 a month. And it's probably the most powerful one on the planet. Mm-hmm. So start there.
Okay, so one more question, and we only have about 3 minutes left in the show here. And this is actually from, you might know Randy Hughes, Mr. Land Trust. He's a guy who, you know, has also spoken at the summit in years past. He says, how can we use AI to manage our, and I think he's just talking about in a general sense of almost like a contact manager, to manage our tenants, our cash flows, our lenders, et cetera.
Yeah, so what I would do first is I would even get more specific and ask exactly what you're trying to quote unquote manage, right? I mean, there's certainly platforms out there. Obviously, we provide a platform that helps you manage all of those types of contacts. And, you know, a really good platform should also embed AI for you, where you don't have to necessarily go out and get an individual tool, so that we can embed that AI. So get specific, and would it be just the communication to those contacts, or is it segmentation?
I get the feel he's looking for data, but just to have the data all in one place and complete and all of that sort of stuff, which, you know, that is another problem.
So, well, the contact data, that, I mean, that's I don't even know that you need AI to manage that per se. I mean, that's just a good contact management system, a good CRM. Now, if you've got a good CRM with a good, strong development team, and they're always, you know, innovating, then that CRM should have really powerful AI tools to help you do it. Like, one of the things that we're building right now is, instead of you actually going in and asking, like having to filter out all your contacts and segment everything else, you can actually have a natural conversation with it and say, you know, hey, show me the contacts I should be contacting today.
Oh, nice.
Imagine the AI going in and saying, coming back and saying, oh, hey, look, these are the contacts you probably need to, you know, send a message. Well, what should I tell them? Oh, well, here's a recommended message.
Oh, right. Damon, unfortunately, we've run out of time. I'm gonna call you, and we're gonna schedule a follow up show to this, because we left your questions on the table, we left my questions on the table, we left listener questions on the table. Folks, come see Damon at the National Summit. Best way to get that at the moment is to go to wmkvfm.org, look for the pledge thing that says pledge for the summit, and get a really special deal. We'll be back next week with more information to put you on the path to financial independence through real estate investing. Until then, happy investing.